Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I have a plaque that's in my office that has those two verses on it. But this plaque sits right next to where I sit in my office. I am reminded of these verses daily for one reason. I struggle with them daily. Those four words that start verse 6, do not be anxious. New Living Translation uses the word worry. So, do not be anxious, do not worry. Who here is never anxious or worries? Please, I'm actually looking for raised hands. We've got one? Praise the Lord, come on up here. You preach it. Thank you. I would only do that to you, Pat. I actually had a board meeting where I brought that up, and I'm like, is there any volunteers who wants to preach this? Deb Wright, I think of you often. I think of all the kids' things that you organize, and you're so good at being calm and collective. You don't appear to be anxious about any of those things. Now, you may be good at hiding it, or maybe you're not anxious about it. And maybe there's others of you that don't have an issue of anxiousness or worry. Maybe we only have one that's you know, willing to raise their hand. But really, who is worthy to preach this? I'm an anxious person. And every time I get up here to preach, I do feel a sense of anxiety. I want you to know that I'll do my best, but you will also know that this message is very much for me, as it is for many of you. Even though I may have some of the head knowledge of what I'm about to say here this morning, I also understand that putting some of these things into practice are not always that easy. I understand anxiety and worry can be difficult to release. And I use that word on purpose, that word release, because that's what we are going to need to do, and that is release our anxieties to the Lord. So to start, let's take a moment to differentiate between concern and anxiety or worry. You see, anxiety and worry is to have undue concern, or it is to have unmerited concern. I wanted to tell you something that happened a couple of months ago with my Joshua, the one that ran up here during our worship service. Joshua was pushing his big toy truck. And you know how little boys push their big trucks. They have to make the noise to go along with it. You know, the rrrr, as he's pushing it. And as he's pushing it in the driveway, it's not okay to just push it slowly. We got to get that car. We got to get that truck moving. We got to get that truck moving. So he is trucking his truck down the driveway, making the wonderful noises. But on that particular day, he was heading toward the end of the driveway. And heading toward the end of our driveway is a county road. And I could see that there was a real truck coming our direction at regular speed. So I yelled at him, tried to get his attention to stop. But he was making his loud truck noises, and those plastic wheels on gravel make a lot of noise too, so he simply could not hear me. And I was pretty sure that he would not stop at the end of the driveway. I also knew that he's too young to know to look both directions before going out on the pavement. Should I be concerned? Yes, I should be concerned. My concern was merited. There is a reasonable concern there for my child. That concern led me to action. Not only to yell, but also to run after him and try to catch him before he reached the roadway. Because of the real danger from the oncoming truck, my body reacted with fear, which then in turn causes different things to happen within my body. Different chemicals are produced, and adrenaline is kicking in, and that adrenaline allowed me to get my out-of-shape body moving faster than it normally would. God designed us in a way that our body will do things. It'll produce chemicals based on our responses. And everything on that day worked the way God designed. And I did reach my Joshua right before he got to the pavement. But let's flip this to a different scenario. Let's say that I always envisioned the worst possible things that could happen anytime my Joshua is outside. Maybe my thoughts would run, what if Joshua is outside running and trips and falls down and hits his head on a rock and then all of a sudden his brain starts to bleed? What if he runs by the tall grass? And I know that sometimes we have skunks out there in the grass. What if he's running by the tall grass or in the tall grass and there's a rabid skunk that happens to be there and attacks him? Or what if? Could those happen? Sure. Although slim chances. But are these undue or unmerited concerns? Yes. Those are unmerited concerns. There's a difference between seeing the danger of the truck coming towards my son versus something that could happen. Do not be anxious. Anxiety is worrying about the what-ifs. It is also giving undue concern to things that cannot be changed or made better. I look at the news every once in a while, and I notice that something that keeps coming up in the news is the relationship between the United States and North Korea. We know from the news that the relationship between the United States and North Korea is not good. Can we change it? Can you and I change that relationship to make things better? Well, individually, no. We can't change what's going on between these two nations. We can have concern, but it should not occupy our mind and go to the what-ifs. There is nothing that we can change as it's out of our control. Worrying about it cannot lead to a change in that relationship. Often that is what worry is. Worry has no power to prevent or change anything bad from happening in our lives. Worry can harm you as well. Worry can affect your body. Worry can affect your mind. Worry can affect you spiritually. Remember, our physical bodies react to different stresses. And if we struggle with worry constantly, It can be the culprit of many things going on in our physical bodies. Insomnia could be one. It can affect negatively our immune system. Different research has shown that a constant state of worry and those chemicals being dumped into our bodies causes problems for us, depressing our immune system. And it's also been known to affect the blood pressure of an individual. My blood pressure issue is genetic, not anxiety related. That's what I keep telling myself. But the reality is our bodies are not meant to be in a constant state of anxiety. It's not meant for that. I said worry affects our mind. With worry, you have a steady stream of negative thoughts over time. It's hard to stop that way of thinking. Thinking constantly of the negative and dwelling on the what-ifs will keep you from any joy. Worry also affects you spiritually, in that constant worrying encourages living a life of fear instead of living a life of faith in God. And I'll be honest, that last one is really the hardest for me, knowing that it affects me spiritually. In the times that I struggle with worry, I ask myself, have I somehow now allowed my all-powerful God to appear out of control or incapable of handling something? Has my worry out-muscled my faith? Francis Chan, he's a great speaker, and he said this, worry implies that we don't quite trust that God is big enough, powerful enough, or loving enough to take care of what's happening in our lives. For me, there's been a number of times that I'll see a statement like this, and I'll get angry over it. I'll be angered over a statement that implies that I don't have enough faith. It angered me because I want to think that my faith is always strong. But worry is a symptom that needs to be treated, kind of like a runny nose. It's a symptom that not everything is okay in my body. So when I read a statement like what Francis Chan says here, I see that there is a symptom that points to a problem in my trust or in my faith in the Lord. So my first response is, I've been angered by this many times, because I want to think that I have it together, but you know what? I don't always. Some of you here today may be struggling with worry or with anxiety. Maybe you have a steady stream of the what-ifs and imagining the worst possible outcomes. Maybe your worry is about your work. Maybe you have worries about your children. It seems like if you struggle with worry, there's never really a shortage of things to worry about, because when one worry disappears or gets taken care of, there's always another worry to take its place. So what are we to do then? What are we to do with this worry, with this anxiety? Let's read verse 6 over again. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. This verse gives us the answer of what to do, and then in verse 7 we see what we can expect when we do them. But first, don't burden yourself with worrying about anything. That's what we're told here first. Don't carry those unmerited concerns. Do not be anxious or stressed out over anything. You are not meant to carry these. Instead, here's the big one. Take them to the Lord in prayer. The first thing, when we're struggling with a worry, we are to take them to the Lord in prayer. And that statement, when I wrote that, I'm like, I think there's a song that has those lyrics in it. Yes. It's "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." Many of you know that hymn. But the first verse says, "What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer." But what do many of us often do is the next part. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Wow. A hymn has some depth when you start to look at it. When we're talking about the things that we're going through. The other verses that come after this are just as beautiful. But we're talking about taking everything to the Lord in prayer. And when we do, or when we do not take them to the Lord in prayer, we forfeit our peace. We needlessly carry pain. Whether it's a merited concern or whether it's an issue of worry, take it to the Lord in prayer. And just as a reminder, prayer is the conversation that you have with the Lord. It is not a one-sided conversation where you tell Jesus something and then go on, but it's both a time of speaking to our Lord and listening. In that unrestricted prayer, you can pray anytime, anywhere. It's unrestricted. It's a gift that we've been given by Jesus Christ. We no longer need to do as the Israelites had to do in the Old Testament, where they had to go through a priest. But we have a direct line to the Lord where we can speak to our Lord anytime, any place. Let us never undervalue this. And I could spend days on prayer, which I have done in the past. But prayer isn't something you just do when you have burdens or worries. Prayer is what we do daily. Prayer is talking to the Lord at home. It's talking to the Lord at work. It's talking to the Lord while driving, while you lay down, while you're sitting up, while you're walking. Prayer is vitally important. So prayer is listed first in this verse. So make it a priority and a regular practice. But in times of worry and anxiety, what does prayer do? Well, first of all, prayer takes our mind and puts things in perspective. Worry is usually a cyclical thought pattern, never really ending, but replaying the worry over and over and over until we are really powerless against it. Seeking the Lord in prayer is beginning to break that cycle. Your thoughts may still be on a burden, but now you've involved the Lord in that pattern. Reminding yourself that God is still the one in control, and He is our Lord and He is our Savior. We may struggle to keep worrisome thoughts out of our mind, but God is in control, and when worrisome thoughts come in, take them to the Lord. Take them to the Lord. And we break the worry thoughts by bringing them to the Lord in prayer. And the next thing we're told to do is to take it to the Lord in prayer with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. That is in there. Is that a misprint? Doesn't the Lord realize that my world seems to be falling apart? and I am now bringing my troubles to the Lord, and on top of that, I now need to be thankful too? But that's the point. Is to change our thinking a little more. We're trying to break the negative thought cycle of worry, and we begin bringing it to the Lord. And then we begin thinking about something else for a moment. We give thanks to the Lord. You see, by doing that, we're reminding ourselves and remembering how very gracious our Lord has been to us. You see, an ungrateful child always seeks more and more from his parents without giving thanks for what they've received. And we are not ungrateful children. We will give thanks for what the Lord has given us. We can thank the Lord for caring enough for us to hear our concerns. We can thank the Lord for his unending love for us, that he would send his son to die and pay the ultimate price to redeem us. We can thank him for walking through the dark and difficult times with us, because we are not alone. We can thank him for saving us. We can thank him for the eternal reward that we have coming yet. And just maybe in our moment of thanksgiving, when we remember what Christ did for us, our worries may not seem so big anymore. You see, many times with worry, it becomes that self-centered activity. And we need to remind ourselves of the greatness of the God we serve. He saved us, he loves us, and he'll never forsake us. First thing we're to do is take it to the Lord in prayer. Second thing that we're to do is to be thankful. And the third thing is to present our requests to God. The anxieties and the worries, we give them to the Lord, and here's what we do. We release our worries to the Lord. I'll repeat that. We release them into the Lord's care. So many times we want to give our worries to the Lord, and then we want to take it back and worry some more. Never really fully giving it over to him. I think that's where I kind of struggle sometimes, many times with that one. I'll take it to the Lord and present it to him, but I want to keep worrying about it too. And that's where the conflict goes when I read those Francis Chan statements. And I have to ask, do I really trust the Lord? Do you really trust the Lord? Do you believe that he is faithful and true? I don't claim to have all the answers, but I know this, that when we are weighed down with anxiety and worry, it doesn't help us. It hinders us. And when we are there, we need to take it to the Lord. When we have those worries, we need to take it to the Lord and to give it to him and release it to him. And I know many of you are probably thinking, yeah, but. I have a lot of yeah, buts myself. Stories, you know, or things like, these are things I've heard in the past. My child ran away, and I think they are with some bad people, and I have no idea where they are at or if they're even okay. Or I lost my job, and I have no idea what we're going to do or how the bills are going to get paid. Or I did something pretty bad, and I think my spouse is going to leave me and divorce me. Or I'm looking at a tough diagnosis from the doctor. I'm not sure what to do. Now, there may be other significant stories that we've had to walk through. Should you or should we be concerned when we hear things like this? Yeah, we should be concerned. And those concerns should move you to action. Call around and look for your child. Go out and start interviewing for a job. If you're the one who would hurt a spouse, seek forgiveness and get help from a respected, mature person or a counselor. If you got the not-so-good diagnosis from a doctor, research the diagnosis and maybe get a second opinion. But don't just sit and worry and worry. What effect can worry do to make something better? I've got a scripture on that one. Matthew 6:26-27. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Worry cannot save anyone. Worry cannot bring food to your mouth. Worry cannot add an hour or a minute or even a second to your life. If anything, worry can take that time away from you. But let's look at some other scriptures. I mean, I have a whole poster full of scriptures hanging in my office dealing with worry, so I've got plenty of them. I'll give a few, share a few more with you here. Matthew 6:31. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. How about Psalms 55:22? Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. Or Psalm 56:3, when I am afraid, I will trust in you. 1 Peter 5:6-7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. I've got another one. Peace I leave with you. This is John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Peace is what we can expect when we take our troubles, when we take our worries to the Lord. Peace is what we can expect when we take them to the Lord, and then we give thanks, and then we release it into his care. And when we are at a point where we fully trust the Lord, when we fully trust that he will take care of us and those we love, even when bad things happen, we know the Lord walks with us through the dark and deadly valleys. We do not need to be afraid because he's with us. We're looking for that peace, and that's how Philippians 4:7 begins. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That trust in the Lord leads to a peace that surpasses all understanding. With that trust and peace in the Lord, our hearts and our minds will also be guarded. And we can defeat worry. We can get to a point that our faith and our trust will outweigh our worries. And it starts with our faith. It starts with our trust and our relationship with Christ. That's where it begins on the battle against worry and anxiety. So the head knowledge is there. It's putting it into practice that can be the tough one. Again, I'm not going to stand up here and say I've got it figured out all the time. I know when I do get it right, that peace is wonderful. It's beautiful. But the worrisome thoughts, they still come. And I still have to take them to the Lord. And I got to sometimes keep giving it back to the Lord when they keep coming and keep coming. And release it.